Hi everyone. Welcome to another episode of Working on Me. This might be a little bit too loud. Let me just adjust it. Fine. Let me try this again. Actually, wait. Welcome back to another episode of Working on Me. I think this time it's going to sound a little bit better. Long time no talk. There's so much to unpack, but let's start off with, hi, how are you? How am I? You know, act like I'm having a full-on conversation with you. Oh, wow. I'm so glad you're doing good. I'm so glad you're doing so much better than you anticipated this time last year, yada, yada, yada. I'm so sorry that you're going through this. I'm so sorry that you're in such a rough place. I want to be there for you as much as I can. So, yeah, I think those are like the two alternatives. And like, no news is good news as well. So that's always a bonus to have on there. I kind of forgot how to do this, but I knew that I needed to hop back on here again, if that makes sense. I really love this platform. I think that it is just the best way for me to kind of like get my therapy in, but also not like it's almost as if like I'm filling my cup while I'm kind of emptying it, if that makes sense. Because like, you know me, I have a problem. I love helping people, but I just don't know how. And the way that my brain is wired, it just doesn't make it easy for me. So, yeah, I'm so glad to be back. I'm so glad that I'm even sitting here. You don't know how long I've been just postponing it and just like, oh, I'm going to do it this weekend, or I'll do it eventually, or let me start like sketching something up and then we'll go from there. Cause you know, I just love to think that my brain gets better. And I like to think that like, if I try a different mechanism, like maybe I can get more organized, but it just doesn't work for me. And I need to kind of have that just set in stone in my mind, and I don't think I have it yet. A lot has happened since we talked. Since I talked to myself. Actually, I don't want to get into it. An update. Here's my life. At the moment, right now, everything is going well. Everything's going really good, actually, which I feel guilty for saying that, just because I should have been in a different place right now. Anyway, we're here. Today is March. We are in March. So yeah, okay, we're in March. I'm not going to say the day because I don't know. I think that's weird. Yeah, time flies when you're having fun. And it slows down so much when you're not having fun. Trust me, I know. I'm so glad to be in the place that I'm in right now. And I just don't even want to like think about anything before that. I've been kind of like back and forth with like a million and ten things. I think that most importantly, what I do want to give you guys an update on, and of course, because this is like health and wellness vibes. Point is, I found Jesus. And he was never lost. Like, I didn't find him. Like, he wasn't like, you know, long gone, and you know, I wasn't searching through like the hills and stuff. Although I had to when I wanted to get back to him. But she's saved. Jesus is a top dog over here. He's my ride or die. He is my twin flame, I guess. Sorry, Michael. Yeah, I am just so happy in my life right now. Maybe I'll end up just sharing at the end of the episode. I really don't know what that timeline looks like for me. But As you guys know, I don't have an Instagram anymore. So if you're listening to this, it's because you've subscribed to the podcast or you followed the podcast, and that's how you get like the little ping notification. So yeah, I'm glad that you're here listening to this. I am so happy that I just get to connect with you guys again. I missed it so much. I couldn't find a way to maneuver back, and it was just like back and forth and back and forth. Anyway, life story's been crazy. I just don't want to say it because I don't want it to be like my whole entire, like, you know, career, even though it's not a career, but I don't know. I just don't want people to like feel sorry for me because, like, I don't know. I just don't like it. But yeah, I was gonna be a mom to like a human, but I am a mom already to Kylo, but that's my doggy. I was gonna be a human mom. and then things didn't work out. And now I'm not gonna be a mom. Like a people mom, whatever, just to bring kind of light to it. I don't know if I want to go into detail. I don't know. It's so hard. It's so hard. It's really, really hard. And you know, it wasn't just me going through it. It was like, you know, with Michael, of course. Really hard. Took a huge toll on us. I kind of like disappeared off the face of the earth for I don't know how long. Honestly, there's like no words for me to like try to explain what happened and how it happened and what even like. Yeah, I don't know what to say. I don't know how to express this. I don't know like how to be vulnerable to a platform. It feels nice, and I think that it's just gonna be with time. Yeah, we went through a really, really hard time. And we're going to be going through a really hard time. My due date was at the end of April, so we're in March, and it's like right around the corner. Yeah, it's gonna be really hard. And honestly, like, I didn't think that I was ever gonna ask anything from anybody, but if you like have my number, or if you know somebody that has my number, like, please just like reach out to me during that time. I think it's gonna help me a lot. I don't know. I'm actually kind of scared of like how I'm going to be processing that and how I'm going to be during that time. I have a lot of things to not distract me, but just like to fill my life. Between that, we started going, and we are part of a church now. So we're just like so involved, and it just fills both of our hearts like tremendously. Like, God has just put or has filled like such an empty void that was left in our hearts and in our, like, just our souls, honestly. Like, it's hard. I never thought that I would be going through something like this. I never thought that I would be, I thought like all of the hard stuff that happened to me, or all of the difficult things of my life, I thought they were already done. At least like the hard stuff, you know, I knew it was going to be like, oh, you know, I'd get upset about random things, or, you know, just like my mood swings, or I don't even know, like random, like little things that just kind of like pile up. But I thought that like the big traumatic things were done happening to me, and that like I was in the clear, you know? So when I was going through it, I couldn't wrap my head around it, and I couldn't understand it. And I was just so frustrated with everything and everyone. And I couldn't find a place for me to feel safe. I thought that everybody was kind of like against me, and everything just kind of like, I kind of got in a victim mentality and was just like, what even, like, why? why can't I figure out how to deal with this? Why can't I figure out how to maneuver? Like, why can't I be stronger? Like, why can't I find a resolution? And it's just like, and that's the problem with the thoughts that like just kind of like occurred through everything. And like my mindset is just like, I thought that I had the answers and I didn't want to ask anybody for help. I didn't reach out to anybody. I didn't talk to anybody. I just like kept posting on social media and just like thought that was communicating with the world, and it wasn't. And I really just kind of like isolated from everybody. And it was just like me, Michael, and Kylo, and my mom. And that's it. Like, that was like our whole entire world for that time. Yeah, but we're in a much better place right now. It's just a lot of hard work. We have to like consistently keep trying and trying and trying to just like move forward. And I feel like we have, and I feel like we are, and we're like, you know, we put everything at God's hands. It's not for us to like solve. It's not for us to figure out. It's not for us to like even understand really what's going on, because it, you know, it's his plan, it's his works. I'm not gonna sit here and question. I don't even know where I was going with this, but anyway, I just kind of sit and think and like marinated with that. Sorry, I just thought of like marinating some chicken breasts for dinner tomorrow. Anyway, I don't know what's wrong with me, but just letting him like take control. There's nothing that we can do. Like, all we could do is like bring it all to his feet and just like know and have faith that he's gonna take care of us no matter what. And it's something really like difficult to accept, especially like losing a child, because you know, you're thinking about, and you planned all these things, and you set this kind of like lifestyle set up in your head, like what you're going to be and what you're going to do. And then just it kind of gets like taken from you. But sometimes we also like tend to forget that like we don't know it all. And that the thing, like, shitty stuff does happen. Like, we're not, you know, we're not, what kind of life would we have if everything just went our way? I think I would get bored at some point. I like the trials, I like the challenges, but they're not always going to happen the way that I want them to happen. It's not like we can pick and choose when stuff happens to us. We just gotta keep moving forward and just like have that faith of just staying positive and like smiling through the pain, I guess. I don't know. It's hard. I'm still working through it. What is that quote? Somebody just told me, oh, my friend just told me this yesterday, that her friend had said this to her. And it's like, it's not happening to you, it's happening for you. And it's like, yeah, just having that shift of perspective is just the biggest thing ever. I remember there was multiple times in my life where I was just like, this is the end. Like, I'm gonna die right here. Like, I just don't know how much longer I can survive. Like, this pain is just so immense. I don't know how I'm gonna carry this. I don't know how I'm gonna survive this. And I used to think, like, time doesn't heal. Like, you gotta like work through it, whatever that means. Like, I didn't even know what working through it meant, but it's just like, I just knew that, you know, when you're going through it, it's not the end of it, it's only the beginning of the hard battles, because then you still have to like get over getting over it. If that makes sense. I can't even begin to fathom or begin to understand, like, and it's so regular, like, so many people go through this. And it's like, it's not that I feel alone or I felt alone, it's just like, when you're going through it, you just don't even understand what's going on because there's so many moving pieces. Like, you know, you have like hormones, you have your body that's just like shifting and it's changing. Then you have your mind, which you already had set on a way that you were going to have your life within the next few years, like what that was going to look like, what it was going to look like within 18 years. I really don't know like what else to say. It's just been like really heavy on my heart. I just wanted to like come on and let you guys know that I am still alive and I'm well. I know I deleted my Instagram as well, so kind of weird, especially because I used to post so much. Oh my gosh, remember 2 years ago? Was it 2 or 3 years ago when I would post like every single summer? Or no. It was during a summer. I would post every single day, like on my story. It was horrific. But here we are. Yeah, I haven't been on Instagram. I think it's been like a month or so, like, yeah, a month. And then I just deleted TikTok like a week ago or 2 weeks ago, like about a week ago. Sorry, I had to. Yeah, so I've just been like kind of like on my own vibe. I've been reading a lot, and I haven't really missed it. Oh my gosh, guys, stop. I need to tell you, see, these are my moods. I need to tell you about something like so amazing. Facebook Marketplace is where my soul lives. Like, Facebook Marketplace is, that's my new social media. Like, I'm on there 24/7. I don't even buy anything. It's just fun to see like all the stuff that people are like reselling, and then like, I don't know, it's so fun. And then you just like look up random stuff, like, oh, these types of shoes, and then you just look them up, and then you're like, oh my gosh, like, dang, they're really selling it for that price. And then you're like, oh, that's not my size, whatever. Or like furniture, like outdoor furniture. Like, I'm looking for like a bar height patio, like table and chairs. I'm telling you, we are on a grind. We are on a full grind. Like, things have been like so much better, and we're like on top of so many things. I'm just so proud of like where we are at the moment. But I know it's gonna get hard, which is so annoying, and it's so, I don't even, but anyway, so the reason why I started looking on Facebook Marketplace is because I am I'm on a mission to not buy things that don't need to be bought, like, firsthand. Like, I want secondhand stuff. Like, I'm sorry, I'm not spending like a bunch of money on something that's new when like somebody's literally just moving out of town and they can't have it anymore, and like that's why they're getting rid of it. Like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that. I think it's like, it's less wasteful, you know, all these different, like, reduce your usage cycle. Why would you not? Yeah, so I'm like on a very low maintenance vibe. But also on that note, like, I haven't gotten my eyelashes done at all, so I'm just kind of like, not appropriate, but like, I think it's the only way to say it. I'm literally like raw dogging life. I am just, although I did recently get a mani and a pedi, and I got gel. Oh my gosh, why didn't anybody tell me that pedicures were like as amazing as they are? I think I've only gotten a pedicure like once in my life. So yes, I have Shrek feet. The lady luckily didn't make any crazy faces when she saw my toes. She just said that my toenails were really small, which is probably why I haven't gotten them done. Just because they're literally like, honestly, my toenails are probably like a quarter of an inch, like maybe even less, like a 16th of an inch. Like, they're tiny, so it's like, why am I gonna spend all this money with like for like a little drop of nail polish, you know? But not gonna lie, they look real cute. And I did like a dark brown color, so they're giving, Michael calls them chocolate chips. So I got the same color on my fingernails and on my toenails, and I didn't get acrylic nails. Like, I didn't get like your regular, like my regular nails, whatever. I just got gel on them. So I feel kind of like really clean. if that makes sense. But I don't know. I need to find a new place. So if you have any recommendations for nail places, please let me know, because this place that I went to, it kind of, they did it like a little bit too far up. And so my nail beds, like, they're already growing out so much. Unless my nails grow out really fast and I never noticed, then yeah. But they're like, I already have such a huge gap. So I think I'm going to go with a lighter color next time. But I'm just so, like, picky with my nail colors, because I just feel like my fingers are, like, sausages, and my hands are big, like, I don't know, big, like, pupusas. I don't know, like, fluffy pupusas with, like, sausages on the outside. That definitely looks like my hand. Anyway, yeah, so, but I think I'm gonna try some, like, cute colors. But yeah, this is just kind of like a check-in. I hope you're doing well. I am going to continue to, like, try and post, like, or try to, like, put up a podcast, like, every single week. I know I was doing Thursdays, but this is just, like, my little check-in. And I'm glad that we're back. Here is to working on me. Yeah, this is working on me. I'm excited. This is going to be fun. I don't know what else I'm going to get into. This is such a brief, like, random little thing, and I didn't want to exceed a certain amount of time. I just want it to be, like, you know, grab and go. So, yeah. Okay. Have a wonderful day. Bye.